does it feel good to be rude? When someone is mean to us in traffic, or they cut in line in the grocery store, or they say something absolutely ridiculous on social media, and I mean absolutely. Why does it feel good sometimes to be rude to them? Well, sometimes it's because they threw us off. Oftentimes in something that involves money or traffic, I think brings out the worst in us because there's a little bit of a veil between us and the other person. Sometimes people disrespect us, either real or imagined. Oftentimes someone just let us down. We were planning to meet them somewhere and they were late, or we wanted something from them. We either did or didn't tell them and they didn't bring it. And so then we're rude to them about it. That's because they threw us off. They caused us to experience a little bit of pain, and so we gave pain back. Oftentimes, it's even more sneaky. We're already thrown off before we even leave the house. You know, there just wasn't enough tea or coffee that way, and we see someone who's really happy, and we're tempted to be rude to them because, well, we want them to share in our misery. Or we're tired, and we see the person, and as far as we can tell, they've just never been tired. And we think that is unfair, and we want to take them down a notch. And again, it's pain experienced, even though not by the person, and so our response is pain given. I was talking with a friend, and what I said on Sunday is that it doesn't actually make us feel better, but we were discussing how sometimes it does. For a medium length of time, it kind of feels good to be rude, and I think the reason is we're all so sinned against as people and so disoriented as humans and even aware of our own sin so much that we just succumb to living in a world of pain experienced, pain given back, pain received, pain returned, sometimes in twofold. And that's why it can sometimes feel good to be rude, whether it's legitimate or not. And what's the alternative? This is a little bit similar to forgiveness, though often more visceral, being rude or choosing to love instead. What else can we do is absorb the other person's rudeness. And that sounds awful, right? Like, who wants to absorb somebody's rudeness? Doesn't sound good. Unless the only choice we have is either to absorb or to be rude in return. And here's the thing about choosing to be rude in return. What we're implying, and no one does this consciously, but when someone's rude to us and we're rude in return, or we've just been thrown off generally from our day and we're rude in general to people, what's happening is, for a second, we are believing and implying even that there is no hope for us or for the world. It means that it's a dog-eat-dog world. It means that when pain is given, pain must be paid back. It's an entirely, someone threw us off or we were thrown off generally and we want company, basically. It is not the better alternative. The better alternative is to choose love. Sounds ridiculous, sounds preachy. But if those are our two options, let's choose love not only because it glorifies God, loves our neighbor, and even loves ourself well, but because that's the world we want. We do not want to live in the world of rude actions and rude responses. Somewhere there must be a recovery of love. And so as we learn from 1 Corinthians 13, the definition by description of what love does and does not do, we choose not to be rude to our children or our parents, coworkers, those in traffic, our spouse, our friends, because love is the better way. This will require repentance and humility and laughter, but it is possible in Christ.